on the first night of Hanukkah, after we lit Neros, my kids asked for latkes. So my wife said, am I allowed to cook latkes now? Is there an issue with me doing anything right now? So there is a minhag that's quoted in the Orchos Chaim, in Hilchos Chanukah, Oschaf Aleph, Al ma she'nagu hanashim shalo lasos shum malacha mishas ad lekasan hachas kviyasan, that women have a minhag not to do any malacha on the nights of Chanukah when the candles are lit. And there's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Sim Tafresh Ayin, Sif Aleph, v'nagos hanashim shalo lasos malacha bo'ocha neros dolkos. Let's discuss this minhag a little bit. A, where does it come from? B, why only women and why not other people, if it has a good source, not to do malacha? C, for how long does this minhag last? And D, what malacha so you're not allowed to do? So one thing at a time. So the first issue, what's the reason for this minhag? The Beis Yosef quotes the reason, Kedei she'ehela mekeira sha'asu l'shtamish la'ora. In order to make it clearly recognizable that you're not allowed to use the or of Ner Chanukah, you just don't do anything. And then you won't be using the or if you're not doing anything. The obvious problem is, if that were the reason, then why is it only women and not men? Men also have an iser l'shtamish la'ora. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Morik Tzia writes that in Simon Tov Reish Ayin, he writes that shelo yavo l'orim biyuchul l'nashim u'dav aroi v'nachol fishen kalos hadas v'yavo l'asos malachton l'orin erishol mitzvah. They're more likely to forget. More absent-minded, more likely to forget. A pretty blanket, wide-ranging statement that he's willing to make, that they're more likely to forget. Others suggest that maybe the issur l'shtamish la'ora relates to zecher to the menorah hamigdash, which you weren't allowed to be mishtamish, and that was a din in men, so men anyway know what this represents, and they're not going to be mishtamish la'ora, but that wouldn't apply necessarily to women. But then the question becomes, so then why aren't women allowed to be mishtamish la'ora, and if they don't have that zecher to the menorah hamigdash element? Okay, but that's the Beis Yosef. Second reason that's explained for this minhag, the levush in Sif Aleph, kedei shelo yalasiach daitan mizecher anes osun. In order that we should focus on the nace and that we shouldn't get distracted and start doing other things, so for that little for those moments, for that amount of time, whatever that amount of time is, we're focused entirely on the nace and we don't get distracted with other things. Again, the issue is, why only women? Why not men? Men also should be focused on the nace. So what you'd have to say is that since minhag in many places is that women don't actually light Neros Chanukah, ishto kigufa, like the Mishnah Berurah says, so many have the minhag that the women don't actually light Neros Chanukah, so maybe they need a little extra focus on the nace because they're not doing lighting. Men are doing the lighting, that will focus them. The women aren't doing lighting, it won't. They won't be as focused. Nafka mina obviously would be, what if a woman, if your minhag is that a woman does do lighting of Neros Chanukah, then maybe there wouldn't, this minhag would never apply to such a case. The third possibility, and Sukkos Chaim, he quotes from the Hilchos Chanukah Rabbi Baruch Ber Rabbi Yitzchak, quoted in Kovitz HaMoadim, that it's Bishar Shlo Avu Anashim Gavar Nasios L'Shmo L'Balei and L'Hasir Nezamim Me'ozneim L'Yitziros HaEgel Kasher Tziva Aron. It's a schar that women have for not contributing their jewelry to the making of the Egel. They get Chanukah. They get an Isser Malacha on Chanukah. That's their reward. Very similar to, we say, the reason that women don't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. That Rosh Chodesh is a woman's holiday, that it's their yontif for, because they didn't listen to their husbands about doing the Egel. A little bit difficult to understand, because what does one have to do with the other? What does Chanukah have to do with the Egel? Very challenging to understand that reason. The Taz says a fourth possibility. Kivan shenasa hanes al yedei hanashim yafel en k'shem no'ago shlo lasos malacha. It's like an afein ha'ibos hanes, that it was through them, according to those we showed him, that afein means it's through them, that it was through them that the nes occurred, and since it was through women that the nes occurred, and the achronim explained, what does it mean, it's through women that the nes occurred, that the bas Yochanan Kohen Gadol was very beautiful, and the enemy Melech wanted to sleep with her, so she said, okay, just you have to, you know, she started feeding him milchic foods and gave him wine and he got drunk, etc. And then she cut off his head and brought it to Yerushalayim. And when they saw Tsar Tzvam, Kiavan Malkam, when their general saw that the king was gone, so Vayanusu, they ran away. It was through them, that through a woman, that the entire miracle occurred. So that's why women have a special connection to Chanukah, that they have an Isser Malacha. So at least according to these last two reasons, it's self understood why it's Dafka women and not men, because it's something that's related to women. Whatever the reason is, there is a discussion in the Achronim whether this is a minhag that makes sense for men to take on as well. The Maril in Minhag Milchus Chanukah Osir Alef says, Kabbalah hi biyadeinu she'ein la'adam la'asos melacha b'shah she'aneres dolkem b'chanukah. Not about women, that we have a Kabbalah that nobody, a man also doesn't do. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Ani Omer, he says, I think that this is something that's a valid minhag for men as well, unlike the Taz, who claims that there's absolutely no basis whatsoever for men to keep such a minhag. They quote from Rav Eliyashiv that he thinks it's a nice minhag for men to keep. But even Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Maror Ketzia, says it's a nice minhag for men to keep if it's a Talmud Chacham. That a Talmud Chacham is roi linug bo yom tov to not be doing malacha and instead to be engaged in simcha shel mitzvah. But in Amara, it's better for him to be involved in business and doing whatever malacha than to be yoshev batel. Batel is not a good thing. It's going to only lead to bad things. You free up a Talmud Chacham's time, so then it's going to be more Torah, it's going to be more simcha shel mitzvah. Not a good idea to free up. Now, in Amara, we want him working as much as possible. Let him work. It's a good use of his time. He'll be productive. How long does this... it seems that the minhag is certainly not for men to... I don't think that's, from what I've seen, that for men to stop doing malacha. How long does this minhag last for after the candles are lit? So in Elia Rabba, in Tafrei Shayin, Sifkot Nid Beis, he says, K'shaneiros dolkos ad chatzi shah, half hour, that's the shir tichle regel, that's the shir that a woman, even if the neiros are going to be lit for hours and hours, but that's the shir that's mukubal. In the Orchos Chaim, however, he says that it's nagu nashim, we mentioned before, that not to do malachim ishas ad lekasan ashas kviyasan. Sounds like until it's extinguished, however long your neiros are going to be lit. So that's how long the minhag would last for. In Sukkos Chaim over here, quotes from Machzor Magle Tzedek, he says, nagos nashim shalasas malacha ba'od sheyisharu sheneiros shel beis haknesses dolkos vuad kachatzos laila ve'ein lahakel lahem. As long as the neiros in shul are lit, I don't think it's talking about neiros Chanukah in shul. As long as the shul is still open and people are there learning, people are doing something, which is chatzi alayla. Unclear why, what that has anything to do with the neiros dolkos in shul. Maybe it's that as long as the men are learning Torah in shul, so the women should be knowing in Isra Malach. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that would be based on, what that would be about. Now, what about the most important question? So I started by saying my wife wanted to know, could she make latkes? Right? Which malachos are asur? What malachos, or are they knowing not to do? So the Sefer Moed the Kol Chai writes, Roy lahasil nashim to lo yasu akibus, laundry, lo lasos maisa machat, shouldn't do much sewing, things like that. That's what the Ben Ish Chai says as well, that not to do things that involve significant tircha and are real malachos gemuros, but cooking, tzarchei abayis, things that generally, you know, she just does around the house, that's all fine, that's all mutter, that's all good for a woman to do. He says, after all, on Yontif itself, you're allowed to do cooking. So if you're allowed to cook on Yontif, you can tell me that you're not going to be allowed to cook on Chanukah? Can't be. The Rav Ozner just tries to clarify, and he says anything that involves omel, where it's going to be distracting, it's going to be something that involves significant heavy duty kind of work, that she should not do. But kitchen stuff, the minhag was never to avoid kitchen type of work. So she can do dishes, whatever, so small chores in the kitchen, it seems, are not included. Rav Moshe is quoted by Rav Ephraim Greenblatt and Rav Yosef Ephraim Chelik Dalet from Kuf Samach Gimel as saying that that you follow Malachas Chol HaMoed. Whatever the halachas are, Malachas Chol HaMoed, whatever she's allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, that's what she's allowed to do during that time. Whatever she's not allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, that's what she shouldn't do. Then the third day, the most machmir day, Rav Yosef Ephraim in Chelik Dalet from Tov Lam Vav quotes from Rav Fisher, from Dayan Fisher, that the minhag in Yerushalayim is Nashim Nimnoi Me'asiyas Mikol Malachos V'lo Mevashlos Mishum Gzer Shematav L'Shtamish La'ora. Again, this all connects back to what the reason for it is. If it's a hesachadas reason that you don't want them to be, you want them to at least be focused, so then it could fit into whatever chalamoid, melachas yantif. But if it's just that you don't want them doing anything because they might come to be l'shtamish la'ora, like the Beis Yosef says, so maybe they shouldn't do anything because they're going to come to be l'shtamish la'ora. And that's in fact the minhag Yerushalayim, says Rav Eliyashiv, writes that women are noeg even not to cook, to fry things, because it it's a malacha that has a chadas, it's going to take the focus off of Ner Chanukah, and certainly there might come lishtamesh la'ora. And he said, don't tell me, but yontif, chalamoid, it's mutter. There's a minag. A minag could be anything. It could be more chamer than yontif. It could be more chamer than chalamoid, because it just it all goes based on minag. In Ali Chushlomo, they quote that in Rishlomo Zalman's house, they were knowing, the women were knowing not to do any malacha, even writing, bishul, any sort of malacha. However, he said that if it was dafka for something that they were knowing dafka for Chanukah, like to fry sufganiyot, that they would do. That dafka, when my kids asked for the latkes, Rosh Hashanah, even with Minhag Yerushalayim, he said, but this is dafka for Chanukah to fry the latkes, dafka for Chanukah, to fry the sufganiyot, dafka for Chanukah. So he thought that's okay, that they're allowed to do. Okay.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.